Advertising is the most ethical thing in the world from the humane chiropractic standpoint. If a man is dying of thirst, we turn heaven and earth if necessary to bring him water. But if a man is dying for a need of chiropractic adjustments, as thousands, nay millions, are doing every week, and these are dying are thirsting for the correction that only chiropractic can bring, they may refuse to drink because they do not recognize that to them it is the water of life. In other words, people may be dying for the need of chiropractic and yet they will refuse it unless they have been educated to its character and their need of it. Advertising is simply the education of the public. Advertising chiropractic then is bringing life to the dying, to the sick, to the people who really need it. Chiropractors advertise because they believe that to sell chiropractic is not a privilege but a duty. That was from BJ Palmer's Up From Below the Bottom, another one of my favorite green books. And let me, the principles in this are so important, because what BJ is talking about, he's saying it is absolutely critical for chiropractors to advertise. And there's a lot of people out there who say, well, chiropractors shouldn't be advertising, da da da. You know what? How are we going to get what we know out there to the world? To me, like, here's an example. I'm just going to give you one example, okay? Little girl. I've been seeing her for about 3 months, maybe a little, maybe 4 months, something like that. On the spectrum, 3 years old. When I first met her, she's very minimally speaking, but beautiful, beautiful little girl, but very minimally speaking. And the only way that we would communicate is through flashcards. Like, I'd show her the letter A and she'd say A, and then there's an apple on it and she'd say apple, and that's it. That was the only communication. And otherwise there was no communication to me, no communication really just to anybody except for mom. But she would, it was 99% of it was all through, at least with my communication, was all through flashcards. Last Friday, comes running into the office, right? The door opens, there she comes running in. Now, we usually adjust kiddos on the spectrum in private rooms, but I have a main adjusting area with our five adjusting benches and in the front. So she comes running into the front, comes right up to me and says, "Hi, beautiful," and then runs into the back to the room that she usually goes to get adjusted. That's amazing, because she looked me in the eyes. She ran in, big smile on her face, total eye contact, and said, "Hi, beautiful," because that's what, how I greet her every time I open the door in the back. It'd be, "Hey, beautiful, how you doing?" And that's how she greeted me. Now, that's amazing in comparison to where she came from. That's amazing, because she did everything the way I would expect a child around that age to do, right? She came in, she found me, she went up to me, she looked me in the eyes, she greeted me with a big smile, right? Wow. That mama brought that child in because we advertise chiropractic. Now, I don't advertise like, you know, somebody asked me this recently, like, "Do you cure autism? You know, can you make my kids speak?" No, I don't cure anything, right? Matter of fact, nobody cures anything. BJ Palmer used to say, nobody cures anything. The only thing that man can cure is a ham, right? I said, no, I don't cure anything. My goal isn't to make someone do anything. It's not even to make someone's pain go away. Just even being very simple. My goal is to make their brain and nerve system function better. That's my ultimate goal, is can we get the brain and nerve system to function better? This little one's brain and nerve system is functioning way better than it was. Now, how did that person find us? Is because we advertise, right? We have a presence. I have a website. We have a presence on Facebook. We have a presence on Instagram. I'm starting to do one on TikTok. If it stays around, who knows? But we have a presence, out there. And the whole point of having a presence is to share the story, share the beauty, share the message of chiropractic. And, you know, when as an example, when I first started in chiropractic years ago, right, I started in 1989. So when I first started in chiropractic, advertising was essentially one of two things. Either A, you were in the yellow pages or phone books. I don't know if you guys ever remember what phone books were, but phone books were like thick things where all the businesses were listed. And then sometimes if it was a small town, you know, the business is listed here and in the back, all the residents of the town. So that's just how it used to be. So I used to advertise in the phone book, number one. Number two, I used to advertise in other print media. So there were some local papers and local magazines that I used to advertise. And that's the first way. It's like print media, they would call it. And then number two was screenings, what they called screenings, or you may have heard of that. But then I would go out and I would set up a booth at a run, at a street festival, at a craft fair, whatever. And I would screen people and I have a little sign saying, you know, interested in chiropractic, you know, talk to us about it. Trying to be more pediatric friendly, but always, you know, but who, like, we just wanted to talk to people. And then we always get, you know, the parents would come and bring their kids and we just have a grand old time. I used to love doing those kind of screenings. Screenings have morphed. So screenings now, instead of screenings, now, even though people still, there are still chiropractors who do the festivals and the fairs and the, you know, the craft fairs and that kind of stuff, and the runs. Now, my kind of screening is this. I like doing screenings online. And that screening is different because in the traditional screening, you would actually meet someone. But in the screenings that we do now I'm not actually meeting them, but we're broadcasting our message out to millions potentially of people instead of just the people who happen to be at that particular festival. So so chiropractic, according to what BJ was saying, chiropractic is not a privilege, it's a duty. It's ethical. It's an ethical thing to do. Here's the thing that we have to remember is within that ethics, what we want to do is make sure that we're doing it ethically, right? So do not, I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. So what that means is I would rather say, when someone said to me, like, can you help my kiddo, cure my kid with autism? My goal is to make your child's brain and nervous system work better. What's it gonna look like? I don't know. I honestly don't know. All I know is that when their brain and nervous system works better, everything is gonna be better. Now, what will that look like? Hard to say, but I know that one of my favorite things to say, if you don't do anything, then nothing will change, right? So right now, the body, I like saying, is in a pattern. So if the body's in a pattern, if you keep it in this pattern, it will stay in this pattern and it will just repeat the pattern over and over and over again. So far better for us to try to interrupt that pattern, change the pattern, you know, install a new pattern to make that body have different awareness. Because autism, as are so many of the different issues that we see with kiddos, autism is not a behavioral issue. The behaviors are a result of a sensory input and a motor output issue, where they process sensation erroneously or not as effectively as possible, and their motor output isn't as good either. Because like even talking is a motor output, but it's a motor output based on a sensory input, right? For that little one to run up to me and say, hi, beautiful, right? That was a very big difference in her sensory input, coming to the office, recognizing it's my office, recognizing anyone she wants to see, Dr. Rubin, recognizing she wants to say to herself, what does he usually say to me when he opens it, right? All those pieces, that's sensation in a big way. And then she has to have the motor output to be able to do that, to be able to say, hi, beautiful, and smile, and all those pieces, right? So there's a sensation of like, this is what I want to do, and then how do I do it, right? So sensory motor. The real problem with autism is that has a bit of a mix-up in there. As Dr. Melillo, one of my mentors, says, is they're disconnected. So what chiropractic is doing is it's reconnecting these disconnections. And that's ultimately what we want. But the key regarding this is, like, how did they find us? Because we advertised, right? Advertising is ethical, right? It is the most ethical thing as a chiropractor we can do, providing we stay within our ethics and don't advertise things that we don't do, and don't advertise and don't step out of our boundaries, right? Make sure you're staying in our lane, right? And saying, you know, can chiropractic fixes autism? Well, that's not an accurate statement, right? And I wouldn't say chiropractic helps autism, because that's not accurate either. Chiropractors work with kids with autism. That's accurate. We can help make their brains and nerve systems potentially work better. That's accurate, right? More general, but more brain focused versus more specific and saying things like cure and treat and that kind of stuff. No, that's not what we do. We don't cure or treat. We make things work better by removing subluxations and giving the child proper exercises.